Success, success, success. I want to be successful. I want to have a successful life. I want to have a successful career. I want to have a successful relationship. I want to have a successful sporting event. I want to have a successful wedding. I want to have a, and we use the word a real lot, success, success, success. But what does it actually mean? What does it mean to you? And is it different for other people? And if you want to be successful, then ultimately what do you have to do? And there's, I reckon there's probably a bazillion books on how to be successful and probably half a bazillion seminars and conferences and events every year. How do I become successful? So let's keep it simple. Let's keep it uncomplicated and let's put it into a different word, starts with H, being happy. Ultimately, regardless of what you think success is, what I think success is, what the rest of the world thinks success is, wouldn't it be easy to say if you were happy, then you must be successful? So whatever it is that you're doing to make you happy is what you need to do to say, yes, I'm successful. But interestingly, there's lots of grumpy, unhappy people in the world, which means in that terminology, they're not very successful. So here's for the Bing experience. Having had just had a graduation at Max, it was really interesting to listen to people say, I've had my hair done for graduation, or I bought a new suit for graduation, or I had my nails done for graduation. And it made me think, so we do things or we're disciplined or we're focused for a result or for the event or for the championship. So I'll share again the example. I'm going to train really hard so that we can win the grand final. I'm going to run some extra kilometers so I can lose weight to fit into my little black dress so I can wear it to a wedding. Or I'm going to eat healthy food and go to the gym so that I can do a bodybuilding competition in 6 weeks' time. And then if you watch what happens to most people after a bodybuilding competition, they blow out. So they lose weight and then they get fat again. So here's a suggestion. Perhaps success is not an event and it's not a term of time. It is who you are. Do you know there are some people who just have beautiful nails all the time? There are some people who wear beautiful clothes all the time, regardless of whether there's a wedding to go to, a football game to go to, or the supermarket to go to. There are people who get their hair done because it makes them feel special and important rather than I'm getting my hair done for an event. Imagine this concept, being in shape, fit, healthy and strong and looking fantastic in your clothes all of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life rather than let me get into those jeans so then I can eat whatever I want. So, and I'll give you another really interesting example. Things that happen to sports people when they finish playing, as you obviously realise if you can't imagine, I'm a big fan of rugby league. And it's interesting to watch what happens to some rugby league players after they're finished playing. So one of my favourite players was a man by the name of Wayne Pearce. And if you saw him now, he's probably 52, 53 years of age, years young, I'm going to say. And he still looks exactly the same as when he was playing football. His hair might be a little bit greyer and his face might have the appropriate expression lines and maturity lines, but he looks the same physically and he's probably as fit or fitter than he's ever been. If you have a look at some of the other people that played on his team when he was a full-time rugby league player, you'll see that there were some folks who played or trained to play rugby. They were fit and in great shape to play sport, but as soon as they finished playing their sport, they got out of shape, unfit, and don't look so good anymore. And I use that as an example. I just would love it, and it's very unusual for me, I'm short of words at the minute. Wouldn't it be great if you just decided, I'm going to be, choose the person that you want to be, decide who are you at your very best. Pick, and as I share with my students at Max, pick 5 words to describe that. And then be that person, dress like that person, speak like that person, act like that person, go to places that person would go to, hang out with people that person would hang out with, and just be that person. And ultimately, if you chose the words and that's the person you want to be, if you're living your life as that person, then you will be happy. You're not pretending to be anybody else. You're not putting on a show for anybody else. You're not dressing for anybody else. That is who you are. And when who you are and what you do and what you wear and how you act is exactly the same, then there's a sense of peace and satisfaction and happiness. So when people say, how can you be happy all the time? It's easy. Pick who you want to be and be that person. Not for the grand final, not for the result, not for the money, not for the event. Have beautiful nails because you're the kind of person that has beautiful nails, not because you've got a wedding to go to. Be in great shape for the rest of your life, not because you've got a bodybuilding competition to compete in, or because there's an event you want to wear a little black dress to, or it's your wedding and you want to look great. And I'll finish off with that one. Isn't it funny, when you're a fitness professional, so many people, men and women, will come to a trainer and say, can you get me into great shape for my wedding? And my response has always been, no, I can't. I want to get you into great shape for the rest of your life. May success and happiness be something that is very, very comfortable in your life. Be happy.